You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's V-Day here in Wisconsin, meaning victory for the good guys and gals, as it may be. Big wins for Justice, soon-to-be Justice Susan Crawford, and Superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction, Jill Underley. Frankly, what this was, not just a victory for women, though we will talk about that, but a victory for competency, for actual job qualifications, for knowing what the brief is, what your job is, and more importantly, what your job is not. Brad Schimmel, the shameless shill, on his knees, getting a very clear message, which we are also sending to Elon Musk, which is you don't get to handpick know-nothing lackeys simply because they'll do your cruel, chaotic bidding. No, no, Wisconsinites want competency. And here's to that. Celebrating this victory with me for the next half hour, I'm so excited and pleased to have back on the show with me three fantastic female leaders. We've got Kathy Rocha, co-chair of the Wood County Democratic Party of Wisconsin, which is in the 7th CD. Nancy Stenzel, chair of the Marathon County Democratic Party, the largest county in the 7th CD, and chair of the 7th Congressional District itself, as well as Marcia Steele, chair of the Winnebago County Democratic Party and vice chair of the 6th Congressional District. Winnebago County voting for Crawford after Donald Trump won it in November. So let's start with you, Marcia. First of all, congratulations. Second of all, thank you for the work that you and your fellow Winnebago County Democratic Party members have done to make that possible. Tell me just about your reaction as the results came in last night. And also, how'd you do this? How'd you flip Winnebago from crazy MAGA to pro-Crawford?
I wish I had a crystal ball to tell me how we actually did it. But I feel that it was volunteers. It was just volunteers and more volunteers. They knocked doors in the blizzard,
yes,
on Saturday and Sunday in the rain. We thought I was a staging location director. We thought that we would maybe one person, this superstar door knocker, would come in, and we had five people come in, and we had a couple of walk-ins that just said, I just can't sit home anymore. I have to do something. Yes, that to me was the bottom line, and it's doors. And I think most county chairs would agree, you've got to get out and talk to people.
Wonderful, folks. That's Marcia Steele. She is the chair of the Winnebago County Democratic Party that flipped from supporting Donald Trump in November to voting for Susan Crawford yesterday. Thank goodness. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Thank goodness. Kathy, I want to ask you, and again, folks, this is Kathy Rocha. She's the co-chair of the Wood County Democratic Party. What do you think, Kathy, was the difference maker? Was it sort of the anti-Musk, anti-billionaire overlord sentiment? Is it dissatisfaction, concerns about the economy? Is it D, all of the above? What do you think was really motivating people? Was it the abortion question? Wisconsinites overwhelmingly, in whatever poll is being done, have supported choice for women's reproductive health. What do you think was motivating people?
I do think that people are motivated by losing their rights, you know, their rights for reproductive health care, their rights for voting, their rights for free speech, for Social Security, Medicaid, all of it matters. And that really inspired people to get out and do more than they've ever been comfortable doing. What I also think, I agree with Marcia, we knocked thousands of doors, but we also sent out those 5,000 postcards, and we talked to people wherever we went. I went, you know, I talked to a cashier at Target. I talked to a person who was selling me birdseed at the co-op. I talked to a person in the eye clinic. And all of these young women especially said, I didn't know there was an election. They needed to find out how they could register, if they could register same day, and how to find their polling place. And by golly, I think that helps too, because to be able to get, especially first-time voters out, to help them familiarize with how easy it is, you know, to present your picture ID and, you know, the proof of where you live, so that they could vote, you know, all of that matters. But I think, you know, it's like Elon had the money, we had the relationships. And I think building those relationships and having that person-to-person contact all helped us. Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids went majority for Crawford.
Yes.
And so, you know, Wood County turned a little bit more pink, but Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids went majority, and we're really just delighted.
Those are the victories, right? Because it's in each individual incremental adjustment and getting people engaged, saying this isn't something far removed. I keep telling people Donald Trump has no mandate. He doesn't have anything damn near close to a mandate. More people stayed home in November than voted for Donald Trump. And I mean, people over the age of 18 that have the right to vote, that are citizens, more people stayed home than voted for him. That isn't even a majority, let alone a mandate. So getting people aware of the impacts, getting people a pathway to get engaged, Kathy, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's incredibly important. Congratulations on those two cities that you were able to put up in the Crawford column. Nancy, let me ask you, what do you think was the difference maker? And also, let's start with just the personal. Were you watching with a group of people? What was the reaction in the room? I was immediately like crying and cracked open an adult beverage to celebrate and started calling everybody I knew and text message. I mean, I was like a little kid on political Christmas morning, if you will. Nancy, what was the experience like for you to see those results come in so very quickly?
Well, I was working at the polls and I worked the second shift. So I never left the building till like 8:15, quickly stopped at the grocery store, went home, and I thought, okay, yeah, I'll turn on the TV. We'll see, you know, what's running on the bottom. And I'm like, what? And the text messages started flying through. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this. And I mean, it was just the dog and I and the cats. And let me tell you, the tears came. I still can't believe it today. But we did a lot of layered approach here where we are able to do doors in the Wausau area. And
yes.
Of course, the Wausau area definitely was, I think there was maybe only one ward that Underly and Crawford lost in, and that would have been right on the outskirts of town too. But our rural areas still tend to be red. We got a lot of work to do there, but we did layer things with where we could do all the doors in Wausau. So then we had another group with us here that concentrated on doing phone banking and postcards. And I was kind of starting to look into some of the results today. Like there was that one community that a couple of us had totally canvassed as a smaller community, and we followed up with phone calls. Bam, both candidates won there. And there were several others where it really, I feel it did help. And probably my biggest takeaway through this whole thing is that Wisconsin has sent a message to the nation that the corruption, the millions of dollars of dirty, filthy money have nothing on our people power.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And one of the things I read an article in The New Yorker just from this past weekend that talked about the fact that Elon basically paid for door knockers. And there is a difference. And the New Yorker article recounted an experience that someone who had their door knocked had. They had a paid door knocker from Turning Point Action, which is the racist Charlie Kirk's organization, come to their door, telling them to turn out and vote for Schimmel. And they said, can you tell me about Susan Crawford's record? This was the homeowner to this paid door knocker from Turning Point Action that Elon Musk paid for. So the homeowner says, can you tell me about Susan Crawford's record? What's Brett? The door knocker's response, who is Susan Crawford? Paid door knockers, I'm going to call them carpetbaggers. You're not from here. You don't know what Wisconsinites are about. And I'm going to say this, and I'd like to get each one of your reactions. And Nancy, I'll start with you. We'll go in reverse order. Nancy, Marcia, and then you, Kathy. I have been saying to politicians that listen to me, and not all of them do, for a long time, you cannot slick Wisconsin. It doesn't work here. What works here are regular people candidates mm-hmm. that are from here, are by here, are for here, that know how to talk to other regular friends, neighbors, and family members. If you try to run game on Wisconsinites, people will see through it. We have a really good radar for Brad Schimmel BS, for Elon Musk BS, for all of that slicked up political consultant stuff. It doesn't work here. Nancy, do you think that Wisconsin radar for authenticity and realness and just baseline competence is part of what we might be glimpsing clearer visions of in some of these election results?
Yes, I definitely do. And even as early as last week, what was it, Thursday, losing track of my days here, you know, we once again had Susan Crawford here in Wausau, and we had her in a nonpartisan event.
Nancy's breaking up a little bit. Kathy, I want to go to you. Do you think, you know, the showing up, the Susan Crawfords being available, being in person and spending that time with voters is a difference maker as well?
I absolutely believe in that. And I met Susan Crawford for the first time in late spring or early summer. And we had her on our meetings several times. Twice during the campaign, but she came in person to Marshfield, and we had people come over from all parts of the county. And, you know, she shows up and she's like a real person. She's authentic. She's brilliant. She's well-spoken. She has competency, and you can feel it. You can hear it. And when I was seeing her numbers go up and I was listening to Cory Booker, I was crying.
Yes.
And that's the kind of things that we need to aspire with future candidates.
We're going to be back with these three fabulous female Democratic leaders after these brief messages. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Victory Day celebration continues. Score one for the good guys, for democracy, and for getting the rot out of Washington and Madison. Keep it locked.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I'm not every woman, but I'm going to be very happy to be a woman today and stand next to Justices Janet Protasiewicz, Rebecca Dowlett, Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, Justice Jill Karofsky, and of course, Justice-elect Susan Crawford. Love it, love it, love it. I also have some good news to share with you all. The Brewers take it over the Kansas City Royals in extra innings. That game just concluding moments ago. Y'all know I love me some baseball. Final score in that matchup, 3-2. So the Brewers on the upswing as well. Nothing but good news for the state of Wisconsin. I'm joined this half hour by three fantastic female Democratic leaders. We've got Kathy, co-chair of the Wood County Democratic Party, Wisconsin, Nancy, chair of Marathon County Democratic Party, and Marcia Steele, chair of the Winnebago County Dems. Woohoo! It has been a fantastic afternoon. Ladies, I wanted to cue in to this next question, right? As we celebrate, I think the next natural issue is, how do we keep this momentum going? We saw a breakthrough moment from Senator Cory Booker. We then doubled down on that with the outstanding double-digit victory by Susan Crawford, victory by Jill Underly, and historic improvements in two ruby red Florida House special elections as well yesterday. Great momentum. Marcia, how do we continue to capitalize that? How do we get the message out to voters that they have a voice, we have something to say about our moment today?
How do we get our message out? That's a great question. I feel that the message that you send out to people, I feel, are kind of like what our county party meetings are about. If you bring people in and you give them that, you know, you don't have a lot of times in the grocery store to talk to people or keep them engaged. I, like we were talking about before, there was a girl I stopped and I had my resist button on. She said, yay, yay, yay. And I said, well, you know what this is for? Yes. And I said, you want to come down to the headquarters? It's right down there. I was getting coffee. Next thing I know, she's knocking doors. So I think it's just kind of things like that. And now all these people have seen a victory. They've seen that we, what it takes to do a victory. So to keep them engaged, I think, is still to keep them with the verbiage they need to go out and to continue to talk to their neighbors. You know, like every time someone would say, I'm really interested, say, hey, you want to come to one of our meetings? You want to come to this protest? Mm-hmm. You want to? So I think of victory. Usually it's like if you lose, you think, oh, that's when everybody's going to come and want to help. I find that that really wasn't all that true. The victory, especially now, gives people that light that I think was so far in the future that they're going to, we had people stop in the office today and donate money and time again, and just other things, people that we haven't seen before. So that's what I think.
And here's the specific call to action, the ask that I want to give to each and every one of us that are listening, each and every one of you out there listening to me and Marcia and Kathy and Nancy celebrate today. That means yesterday's work is done. It means today's work is continuing and tomorrow's work is going to be there for us to accomplish. And it requires each and every one of us to do something that actually makes us uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. That is the extra secret sauce. It means having a conversation that you might not want to have, saying, hey, you know, that's not true. Can we talk about that? Are you open to having a conversation? Hey, I'm not an expert, even if, you know, if you feel like you don't know everything about something, but like, that's not what I understand to be true. Hey, I get social skills, whatever it is, get out of our comfort zones. Maybe call up the Winnebago County Dems. Maybe call up Wood County Dems, Marathon County Dems, and get involved. Start to have some of those conversations. Get out of our comfort zone. The moment demands that of each and every one of us. Nancy, let me ask you this. Donald Trump from the Rose Garden in the last few minutes is announcing retaliatory tariffs and tariffs at a level that may end up making life more expensive for the vast, vast majority of us. How do you think we can use this moment, the Trump terror tariff tax, to help connect with people and let them understand they have something to say and do about what's going on in this country?
It could be multifold, but I'll tell you what, we celebrate today. The work starts again this Saturday nationwide. We're having the hands off. And here is one of the topics right there.
Right.
And I think it can also be a conversation starter where you can, you know, say to somebody, wow, yeah, I always thought we had a good relationship with Canada. What happened?
Right.
Because I don't think there's too many people that could argue that.
Yeah, if we treat our allies like this, correct? Kathy, tell us more about the hands-off protests that are happening this Saturday, April 5th, across the country, and how people can get involved.
So you can actually look up the hands-off locations by going to handsoff.com. And there's a big map of the whole United States. You can hone in on your zip code, find out areas that are hosting an event close to you. Yesterday, we are having one in Marshfield at 11 o'clock on Saturday. We've got two speakers. We've got music. We're going to do a march. And then I connected some women over in the south part of the county in Wisconsin Rapids. They actually started talking. Now they're organizing down there so people don't have to drive so far. And so it's all happening. And look it up online. You should be able to find a location or call your county chair.
Folks, that is Kathy Rulka. She is the co-chair of the Wood County Democratic Party. Ladies, it has been such a privilege and pleasure to have you all here. I hope all three of you come back soon so we can continue this discussion. Folks, if you're interested in participating in this upcoming protest on Saturday, the hands-off protest, hands off my Social Security, my Medicare, my Medicaid, hands off my car, stop taxing the middle class. All that, we're going to put the website in our show notes for today. You can find that at civicmedia.us/shows/Maggie Dawn Show. Thank you so much, Marcia Steele, Kathy Rulka, and Nancy Stensel. Have a good V-Day, ladies. Folks, I'm going to come back with more discussion of these big wins for democracy and Democrats right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. What do the Trump terror taxes mean for you? All that next. Wisconsin has shown Elon Musk and the billionaire oligarchs the world over who's in control here. It's us, not them. Happy Victory Day, Wisconsin. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Listen, oftentimes folks will say, oh, don't get too excited about this election outcome. There's another one coming up. They discourage overhyping. They discourage spiking the ball and taking a victory lap. Well, today, I completely disagree. This was so decisive. So decisive. This was a complete repudiation of Donald Trump's politics of division and hate and cruelty. It was a complete repudiation of a billionaire trying to buy our state, a single man trying to control all of our politics. None of us like money in politics. And yesterday we made that really, really clear. One of the most important things that I can take away from not just our results here and the win for Jill Underley, for Superintendent of Public Instruction, but also Susan Crawford in the Supreme Court, but also the historic shift to the left in those special election House races in Florida and ruby red congressional districts, as well as Senator Booker's speech, historic speech on the floor of the Senate, spanning 25 hours, and I think it was 4 minutes and 45 seconds, if I'm not mistaken. This is a tipping point moment. And Donald Trump is about to plunge our country into economic pain. He is going to make it more expensive for each and every one of you listening to buy the basic things that you need for your family, whether it's groceries, whether it's a car, whether it's a new house, whether it's renting an apartment. Everything is going to get more expensive for you. And Donald Trump's complete, utter lack of any concern, as judged by his actions, not his words, not his rhetoric, as judged by his actions, for the pain that he is about to hand out to working Americans is an abomination. He has the gall to stand in the Rose Garden of the White House and ask in all seriousness why it is that we moved away from tariffs. Here's what he said just moments ago. In 1913, for reasons unknown, liar, for reasons unknown, they established income tax. So citizens, rather than foreign countries, would start paying the money necessary to run our government. Then in 1929, it all came to an abrupt end in the Great Depression. Would have never happened if they had stayed with the tariff policy. That is all lies. Well, maybe not all of it. The extrapolations are all lies. In 1913, for reasons very well known, they moved away from tariffs and to a progressive income tax. And the reason that they did it was that tariffs aren't paid by foreign nations. Let me say this again. Tariffs aren't paid by foreign nations. They are paid by American consumers. You. They are sales taxes. And not all tariffs are bad. I'm going to talk more about the finer points of tariffs tomorrow. We got Tom Paulsiewicz back, guest co-hosting for me. We got some fabulous guests tomorrow. We got an expert on economics. We have got the head economist from the Center on Budget and Policy. He's going to join me at 3:30. We'll talk about all that, about when tariffs are appropriate, how to develop precise tariffs. That ain't what this is. This is Donald Trump saying that he is going to fund American government by taxing the working poor and working class Americans and by basically giving welfare to corporations and billionaires. That's what he's saying. We're not going to fund the American government from businesses. We're not going to fund it from billionaires. We're going to fund it on the backs of working Americans. That's what tariffs are. Tariffs are sales taxes. Sales tax ain't paid by billionaires on the billions that are making more billions, because that's not purchasing anything. Tariffs are taxes, are sales taxes that middle class and working Americans pay because we are the ones that consume goods and services. Wall Street executives, the financial sector, the automakers are freaking out. And let's just be clear here. Any argument that this is somehow going to be some great wealth enhancer or is somehow going to bring back American manufacturing is also a lie. Here's what. For the last 30 years, American manufacturers have been offshoring manufacturing. It takes a long time to build up manufacturing capacity in another country. You don't blink your eye or flip a switch and all of a sudden you've got a manufacturing plant back here in the United States. It doesn't work like that. And do you think manufacturers will simply move all their plants back here and the 500 jobs they had in Mexico or China, there's going to be 500 U.S. jobs after they rebuild the factory that'll take gosh knows how long? No. They're going to look to automate as much as is humanly possible. So there won't be even one-for-one job recreation. This won't work. The only possible plus to any of this is where countries have imposed tariffs on U.S. goods. Perhaps this can be used as some bargaining leverage to reduce those tariffs. But who will pay the price? Who will feel the pain as Donald Trump plays with our economy as if it was monopoly money? You will. and he doesn't care. Elon Musk doesn't care. Howard Lutnick doesn't care. The billionaires on Donald Trump's cabinet don't care about you. Believe not what they say, believe what they do. So I will celebrate and call this Victory Day for democracy, but the work, the real work, lies ahead. Because if billionaires get their way, yeah, tariffs are great. Because then billionaires don't have to pay income taxes, or they pay way less income taxes, and all of us pay to fund the federal government. I don't know about you, but the idea that the federal government is going to be funded under Donald Trump's version of the future, nearly exclusively on the backs of middle class and working Americans, is an abomination. The rich need to pay their fair share. Tariffs do exactly the opposite. And they will crush small businesses that rely upon exporting their goods to turn a profit. Why? Because the other countries, the consumers, aren't going to want to buy our products because we're going to end up in a trade war. Why is it called a trade war? Because, well, he'll slap reciprocal tariffs on, and then the other countries will slap more tariffs back on. And so it goes back and forth. Guess which businesses will probably be all right? The Walmarts, the Amazons, the Apples, the tech companies. Do you remember who was sitting at Donald Trump's inauguration in the front row right next to his family? All those billionaire oligarchs. The Jeff Bezoses, the Mark Zuckerbergs, the Elon Musks, the Peter Thiels. You know, the ones that made all their billions in products or in services that somehow magically might escape the Trump tariff plan. He doesn't care about you. Look at what he does, not at what he says. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I want to thank my special guest today. We started the Victory Day celebration off with City of Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. Just finished up with three amazing leaders of county Democratic parties, Kathy Rolkel, Nancy Stensel, and Marcia Steele. Wanted to give some kudos to a longtime listener, Mark from Prairie du Sac. He wanted to weigh in on the constitutional amendment, which was adopted by Wisconsin voters yesterday, enshrining voter ID requirements in our state constitution. Mark from Prairie du Sac has this to say on our text line. With the passage of the ID requirement now in our state's constitution, I have already contacted my state legislators, Sarah Kieske and Karen DeSanto, and asked that the state should foot the bill for citizens to get required IDs and all documentation to acquire such IDs. That would include birth certificates, and if it's passports, eventually those costs as well. These costs must be borne by the state. The 24th Amendment to our U.S. Constitution prohibits poll taxes, and since IDs are now required in our state's constitution, they must be absolutely free. Mark, my friend, you are a man of infinite wisdom. I could not agree with you more. You want to require people to get passports or IDs. You want to put it in our Constitution. Guess what? Those documents should be free, as well as the subsidiary or necessary documents like birth certificates to get them in the first place. And we should be opening many, many more government offices to help people get those IDs and passports, as it may be. And guess what Republicans do? They actually make it harder to get those things, not easier, because it's never been about people voting that aren't entitled to vote. Never been about that. Nope, nope, not one little bit. It's been about keeping people from voting and letting billionaires call all of the shots. Thank you so much, Mark from Prairie du Sac. Lisa from Wausau, we see you on the line. There you are. Hey, Lisa. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. How are you? Happy Victory Day.
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, I am driving right now, but I am going hands-free. You were talking about the protests, and I would love to go to one, but I would love to be one of those paid protesters that the conservatives are saying are out there. So, you know, I want to know if you can hook me up with who's paying them so I can go.
Right, Lisa? I hear you, my friend. I mean, man, if I'm going to be there anyways, might as well, like, run a little grift, get paid to protest. Yeah, all of it. Such a classic response from the GOP. Like, oh, yeah, those are just paid protesters. You mean like you're paid door knockers? I don't care what conservative criticism of Democrats or liberals there is. As soon as it comes out of their mouth, just assume that they're saying what they themselves are doing. Elon Musk talking about George Soros. George Soros laid out less than $2 million in this race. You spent $26 million. You want to talk about paid protesters? How about the paid door knockers from Turning Point Action USA, paid for by you, who didn't even know who Susan Crawford was? Huh. I'm going to have to take a breath. Maybe tap my hair back out. It might be on fire. We're going to continue this fine conversation. Get your 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarter in on the Maggie Dawn Show. The last segment of the afternoon coming up. It is Victory Wednesday. Keep it locked and join us, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. I'm Maggie Dawn. We'll be back with more in just a moment here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Victory Day here in Wisconsin and across America. Democrats and liberals posting up big wins here in the state of Wisconsin and absolutely historic game-shifting proportions in the two Florida House special elections. Each of those, formerly Matt Gaetz's congressional district, as well as now National Security Advisor Signalgate O'Toole and Gmail user for National Security Secrets, Mike Walls, each of those districts sliding 15-ish some percentage points in the Democrats' favor. Good news all around, plus a big Brewers victory yesterday. Brewers squeak and went out in extra innings today. Bucks won yesterday. Again, good news all around. What were your reactions? What do you have to say? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Mark from La Crosse, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Hello?
Go ahead, Mark. Hi.
Hi. Love your show. Love your fight, your knowledge. Have you ever heard of the group REO Speedwagon?
Oh, yeah. Big REO fan.
Then you've heard of Golden Country.
Golden Country. Are you going to sing a few bars?
No. I think it'd be a great anthem for your show. It's quite long. That's probably why you might not have heard of it, because it's too long for radio. I'd like you to listen to it, though, sometime. And I think it'd be great for the beginning or end of your show or anywhere else on the left-wing side of things. It's 40 years ahead of its time.
I love it. Thanks so much, Mark. I can guarantee you, Calvin is furiously Googling Golden Country by REO Speedwagon, which was recorded in 1972. I myself Googled it. I will check out those lyrics as well. I'm always looking for great tunes. Y'all know I really love me some music. Brian from Milwaukee, happy Victory Day. What do you have to say, my friend?
Yeah, I can't be any happier. Just one, I guess, comment about the whole proposition question. I know a lot of my friends, I voted no, but I know a lot of family and friends did vote yes. And a lot of them said, well, we we've read the question numerous times, and yeah, we do think that IDs should be present because we want to protect our security in case someone tries to steal our identity or yada yada. My big concern is now that this went from an actual law that's already in existence since 2011,
right,
and is now part of the state constitution, how can that be used against us? Because I told them, I'm like, you don't understand that the Republicans are in control of the state, and they're going to twist this every which way they can to dock voters. Oh, but it's not that hard to get an ID. Anyone can get an ID. No, you just made it harder.
Yeah, the reasoning here, Brian, is pretty basic. It will make it virtually impossible to ever undo or regulate or try to ease the burdens of Wisconsin's already in existence voter ID requirement that dates back to 2010, 2011. I think Brian got it right. So that it can never, ever, ever be undone. Remember when voter ID started to first become a thing, of course, we were one of the first petri dishes. We saw participation by folks with disabilities, older folks, students, and Black and brown folks decrease immediately. That was always the intent. If you have any doubt about that, I encourage you to listen to my friend and colleague, partner in broadcasting here on Civic Media, Todd Alba, who is the FIND program that precedes this one from noon to two every day. Todd was a member of the Wisconsin Republican Party. He was around back in 2010, 2011, when Wisconsin adopted voter ID. He was in the private Republican caucus meeting where they celebrated that victory, where they talked about what impact it was going to have. And what he heard and what he has talked about publicly is that Republicans back then explicitly said in those private meetings that Todd was in that, hey, we're going to have fewer Black and brown folks voting. We're going to have fewer young people voting, fewer disabled people voting. Hooray for us. And that's when Todd decided to leave the Wisconsin and the Republican Party. He's not a Democrat. He'll tell you, I'm not a Democrat. But he cannot in good conscience call himself a Republican anymore. Todd, my friend, if I've gotten any of your story, which is your story, wrong, please accept my sincerest apologies, but do tune into Todd's show. He talks about that frequently. Voter ID has never been about securing elections, ever, ever, ever. It has always been about voter suppression. It's not a fight I want to have anymore, but the reason they put it in the Constitution is to make sure it never, ever, ever, ever goes away. Roger from Stevens Point with a fun text here to close out this afternoon reminds me that 55 years ago today, April 2nd in 1970, the formal papers were signed for the new ownership group led by Bud Selig for the bankrupt Seattle Pilots to move to Milwaukee and become the Brewers. Roger, thank you for helping me end today's show on a very positive note. As an enormous Brewer fan, great to see them here. So glad that Seattle lost the Pilots. We'll take them. The Brewers back in action, chalking up the second win in a row and extra innings this afternoon. And ladies and gentlemen, I've got a really special interview on Friday. You're not going to want to miss that show. I've got the chief operating officer of the Milwaukee Brewers, a lady by the name of Marnie Ronski. She's going to join me at the top of the show on Friday. We're going to talk about this next season that has started here for the Brewers. And here's the other thing. Ms. Ronski is the first woman to ever hold this position for any Major League Baseball team in the history of the Major Leagues. Cannot wait to talk with Marty Ronski on Friday at 2 p.m. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about Trump's terror tariff taxes and how he's going to rob you blind with an economist for the Center on Budget and Policy. Have a great afternoon. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Dom Salvia up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.